All right. So this is the inaugural. Is that the right word? Podcast for Pod Thingy. And we're doing geeks with dinks.
Ding.
See, it's already started. Grinks with deeks.
Grinks with deeks.
There you go.
Yes. It's the last time we see it right.
Today's beverage of choice is the Jaeger Bomb.
And we, this is the first one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's
cheers.
Not going to fit if I just drop it in.
The pizza guy's calling. Oh, my God. Way to ruin it.
Welcome to Pod Thingy, where the geeks meet over drinks to discuss the latest in pop culture. Join the rock star, the author, the outlaw, and the nerd girl for Pod Thingy.
Yay! Yay!
All right, cool. So that happened. And welcome to Pod Thingy, the first episode one. And
say it again. I don't think people heard you. What was it called?
It was called Pod Thingy.
Okay.
Yeah. Pod Thingy.
Pod Thingy.
P O D T H I N G Y.
Not Poo Thingy?
Nope. Not Poo Thingy. Just ignore that old logo. So welcome to our first podcast. I'm John Mulhall. And to my right, which doesn't mean anything for people listening, is Blaine Alexander. Say hi, Blaine.
Yo, they might be watching, though.
Well, whatever.
Maybe.
And to my left is...
Tracy, also known as Hot Nerd Girl.
Yay!
Yay!
And to her left is...
Hayden, also known as Geek Outlaw.
And we are your hosts today for Pod Thingy, the latest in geek culture, pop culture. And we're just going to... have fun and do some drinking and do some talking and
speaking of drinking,
yes, yes, let's not go too far without acknowledging the drink of the day, the Jaeger Bomb, the ever-present Jaeger Bomb. We're going to do another one right now.
Yep.
So enjoy a few minutes of radio silence as we all do a shot.
We lift our Yoda cup. Yoda cups.
Salute. Here we go. One, two, three.
I'm slow.
I was the first one down.
Yeah, well, I slowed down this time because you guys were so slow last time.
Oh, sure. All over
I'm savoring.
Again.
I kind of did.
Oh, my God.
She's using our professional tablecloth.
our tablecloth as the bib? Actually, that's a really good idea.
We've established that the tablecloth is the bib.
I can't
I'm
wait
savoring,
to see,
by the way,
the tablecloth when we're all done with this.
At least it's not the bed sheet.
Yeah. So we're all talking this week about what our first drink is going to be, and we go, Jaeger Bombs, awesome, let's do Jaeger Bombs. And then Tracy tells me later... that she has a sugar sensitivity, and that she's probably going to end up with a bloated mess with a rash.
Giant rashes. Yeah.
We might get that on video later, actually.
So I was not expecting this to show up in the podcast, I'm going to say.
You were the most excited about the Jaeger Bomb. When it was
I love Jaeger Bombs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So but you also love rashes.
No.
Who doesn't, really?
Yeah, it's a whole long story. If I eat too much sugar, then I have problems. But I usually know when it's coming on, and I didn't feel it coming on this time.
Right.
But in my group of friends, Jaeger shots are kind of what we do. And Jaeger bombs are usually my drink of choice because I'm always tired.
So, yeah. She was, of course, came in with a huge bottle of
sugar. Huge. I just finished, by the way.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Well done. Well done. You have the best vagina.
A little sand in it, but yeah, it's nice.
And scratchy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did we give this a rating at the beginning?
See, that is a real problem.
Yeah.
Sandy vaginas?
Oh. Sandy vaginas is the name of my
San
next
Diego.
Band.
I go to the beach, you know. I'm just kidding.
So we're here in a very getting warmer by the minute hotel room because I had to turn the air off.
You're going
to
see the sweat glistening
on HD. It's beating on my forehead.
Dude, halfway through this, that shit's going back on.
I can see my nose is getting bright red.
The audio quality will be fantastic, but we will be in the sauna.
Yes.
So we're at WonderCon. This is the second day of WonderCon. And
2014.
And can I just say how much I've enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Man,
you've been everywhere, Blaine.
It's been a dream come true.
Yeah.
We wanted to kick off with some recaps, so maybe it would be best if you went first.
Yes. Yeah.
What was some show of your coverage, highlights of the
days.
Show?
Oh, the thing with the... Fuck.
With the minion, geeks, right?
There's a minion I saw.
And
then there's that... Oh, man. That... God.
That thing?
So
did you see that
awesome.
Thing?
I did.
With the
that
thing.
That very one.
Wait, are you talking about the guy in the place with
no,
the
no,
thing?
No, next to the one.
Oh.
It was so...
Was it a pod thing?
That was...
Man.
That was...
It was very creative.
Yeah. It was. They did a really good job.
Yeah, and I loved the other thing with the guy and the girl, you know, with the face.
Oh, that girl was hot.
I missed that one.
And you don't see it too often either. No.
So, for those of you who are playing catch up to our inside joke, Blaine hasn't been at WonderCon because he's been otherwise detained, and he's very sad.
I'm busy.
But he's here now.
he's working for a living.
No, I wanted to be there. Anyway.
They got him working day and night.
He works hard for the money.
So you better treat him right.
Sorry, I shouldn't clap.
It's all good.
No, it's all good. We might talk about Blaine for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
I'm an Aries. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. So, Hayden, Tracy, your highlights, either one of you?
I'll let ladies go first.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
So go, John.
So anyway.
Well, John has been stuck in a booth.
I have. So I haven't. My highlights are limited. But
he's been stuck in a booth in an area that seems on a map like it would get a lot of foot traffic, but in reality has not gotten
much foot traffic. I'm here promoting the book, my first book, Getty's Moon, and it is has been disappointing a little bit to me. It's the biggest con I've done thus far, and it hasn't been ideal circumstances, so... I'm hoping that tomorrow would be better. Maybe Easter? Magic Easter?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. Family Day? Families love horror, right?
Tomorrow's Easter?
And they're in a giving mood?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Easter?
Yeah. It is.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Welcome. Blaine just wasn't at WonderCon. He wasn't at this Blaine weekend at all.
Yeah, he hasn't been attending.
Welcome to Planet Earth.
I got some calls to make tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. First call?
Jesus. Yeah, so you were saying about the WonderCon.
Oh, WonderCon.
But to steer us back on track.
Yes. It's been great.
WonderCon,
been
that's good. In Corinthians, isn't it?
It is. Corinthians. God so loved the WonderCon.
Yes. You know, Tracy and I have been having a fun time promoting your book.
Oh,
I
think
that was the...
Actually, that's... I don't know what else you've been doing, because you've been
know.
At the booth a lot. God love you for that, because when Hayden and Tracy are at the booth, they have been playing people who don't know me. I did not ask them to do this. They did this organically.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So people will walk up, and for example, Tracy will go like, "Oh, I'm halfway through, and I love it. I came over here just to meet him." And it's been fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, and
really?
People go, "Oh, okay.
You guys are the coolest suck ups ever."
I know. Oh my
god, it's been good.
I'm like, awesome. And he even let me take a picture with him.
I know.
It's so cool.
Wow. And he'll even sign it personally.
He let me touch the hem of his garment.
The tablecloth.
That's awesome.
Oh my god, I touched him.
See,
I'm never watching this finger. Oh no, you
don't need to spend money on booth babes. You need more of them.
I know.
Brand ambassadors, by the way.
I was saying that what I should do is just get people to form a line.
Yeah.
And then people would go like, "Oh, this is something important, so I'm going to get in line with them."
Yeah. Yeah, let's edit this part out of the podcast.
You think so? So I can actually do that?
Okay. Now, that being said, I really am halfway through it, and I really am enjoying it.
Well, there you go.
That's a great part.
Thank you for the plug.
All right.
I appreciate that.
To WonderCon, though.
Yes.
And I don't know if this goes into our first news item of the day, but Bryan Singer was supposed to be here.
Yes. Oh, yes. Bryan Singer is
for WonderCon.
Poor Bryan Singer.
Yeah.
Good segue.
I didn't make it to the 20th Century panel. Neither both of us
did. No, we went to Falling Skies instead.
Yeah. We put in to do an interview, Tracy and I, with him, but apparently that wasn't going to happen, and I didn't bring any chastity belts with me to do the interview.
Oh,
too soon.
You're too old.
Too old. Oh, I'm too old. Yay!
Oh.
Wow.
That blew the mic out a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to pour Jaeger and not give me some?
Everyone saw me pouring it, and none of the glasses came up.
We're drinking the Brian here. Wrong cup.
I didn't see shit. I was thinking about Brian Singer raping little boys.
This is going south.
It's going south fast. But
so Brian Singer.
Allegedly.
But anyway, news. It's alleged.
I fixed it.
Anyway, it's been the news of WonderCon. Everyone's talking about it. So that's why I bring it up.
It's been all the thing. So what do you think? What do you think is going to happen with this? I mean, putting aside the allegedly and the discussion of whether he did or did not do this thing. Obviously, studios react. So what do you think is going to happen with the X-Men franchise?
I don't think it's going to affect the movie all that much.
Yeah?
I don't think so. I think the TV show that's coming out, what's it called?
His pilot?
Yeah, they were throwing his name all over the place, and they're just going to quietly not do that anymore.
You think he's going to take... Well, he's been also very in the front of the behind-the-scenes stuff on the X-Men. I mean, they've been pushing the fact that he's back at the helm.
Right.
Do you think you'll see a shift in that marketing perspective, and he'll suddenly disappear from those press materials?
Definitely.
Yeah. Although, I don't know. I mean, outside of, like, Usual Suspects, you don't... He's not the kind of guy that you see Oscar winner Bryan Singer is directing.
No, you did.
Yes, you do.
Really?
Yes, you yeah. And especially the X-Men franchise. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that you'll see a pullback from.
But yeah, even when he didn't direct the third one, it was produced by Bryan Singer.
Yeah.
And it kind of hurt the film, too.
Yeah.
So I think you'll see a pullback on that.
Plus, it was just a bad
thing. Yeah, well...
But the... you know, has anyone seen... I'm sure this has gone on the internet already, but is there a Usual Suspects poster with him in it?
That would be brilliant. Oh, I haven't it's seen it.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah, I just...
Oh. Dude, someone had to
have done it already. I mean, every time I have an idea that I think is brilliant... Like, I always... when I'm sexy and I know it came out, I thought... I was just singing one day because it gets... That song is like, you know, a earworm. Yeah, Jinx, you owe me a Coke. And it's got into my mind, and I was singing it, and I started saying I'm skexy, and I know it. And I thought, that's fun. I should do a meme. And, like, literally the next day in my Facebook feed, I see, like, I'm skexy, and I know it. I'm like, that's so random. Like, a Dark Crystal reference? Like, the song just freaking came out.
That's sort of like porn. If you can think of a fetish,
yeah,
it exists.
So I'm sure that... I bet you if you Google Bryan Singer and Usual Suspects, it'll
as something will come up already. Yeah, people are creative.
I'm doing another shot. You guys can join me. Or,
why not?
All right, here we go.
I have no Red Bull. Skull.
Oh, we're doing shot. Oh no. Oh, you're just doing a shot.
I can't do any more Red Bull. Okay.
Oh, we're just doing shot. Oh,
I just shot. There it goes.
Shots of Jaeger. Then we're going away from Red
Bull. I missed. All
right, here we go. The pod thing you just
reached. 3, 2, 1. All right, here.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I'm done. Just take a fork in
here. I heard you swallow it. I almost couldn't swallow because it almost made me laugh.
Did you hear that? Hot nerd girl, you almost couldn't swallow. So.
That's what she's...
That was our bed of the evening.
Son of a bitch.
So that happened?
That happened. So back with Mr. Singer. Yeah. So do we think this is his last X-Men film?
Well, he's working on Apocalypse.
He's already on Apocalypse.
So
really?
That's now. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm kind of confused about is... And that's scheduled for 2016, I think?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it's...
Is that going to get pushed off? You know, I mean, are they going to try to let this kind of blow over for a little while? And that's not even bringing up the whole conspiracy that we're hearing that more Hollywood elite are going to be involved.
So. Yeah.
I heard a rumor, by the way, on the street corner. That's a great place to get rumors, by the way.
They're usually very valid.
They're very valid.
Yeah. They're expensive.
You know, it's a bunch of geeks like us chatting.
It's usually made with household items.
Oh, pretty much. They were talking about... They were talking about the Marvel Fox.
I just had a picture of you dressed like that on a street corner,
Hawaii,
and someone coming up and going like,
"I have gossip."
You know, it's like,
here's a 20.
Clearly, you were the target, John, for that kind of.
No, I was. Like, I had a microphone on the back of my back.
Hey,
no,
if you can't,
I got Marvel.
Him. He's wearing a Ghostbusters jersey and an X-Files cowboy hat.
Yeah.
If you can't. Yeah.
Go to the website. You'll see him.
GeekOutlaw.com. Plug. So, they were talking about Fox's maybe negotiating to dump some stuff off to Marvel, maybe Fantastic Four.
Interesting.
Yes. Wow. That's what they were talking.
I don't think that's true.
No, because Fantastic Four, they just rebooted that.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, look, here, I'd be the first person in the world that would be thrilled if that happened, but
I'm telling you, this is hearsay about people overhearing that there's things going on. Well, maybe 20th Century can make some.
You did mention it was street.
Dude, your source makes fake shit.
Yeah.
Well, I want to report the fake shit. That's what people like.
That Spider-Man and X-Men
would get
reverted back.
Spider-Man and Avengers, I wish.
Has anyone seen Spider-Man 3 yet? No?
Is 3. It,
I know that there's...
3? Oh, two. Amazing.
Two. No,
I was like, wow, you're incredible.
Wow. They didn't even think about it yet.
Well,
did it come out last night?
I know that I saw reviews started popping up.
They did.
Is it this weekend that it came out?
May 2nd.
Okay.
I think.
So...
No, we have not
apparently there's an X-Men tease at the end of Spider-Man. And it's a contract thing from Mark Webb when he, because he was under contract with Fox to do a Days of Summer 2, and then when he got put on the Spider-Man franchise, it kind of became increasingly obvious that he wasn't going to have time to do Days of Summer 2, or Days, is that
Future
right? Days
past?
Of Summer? Yeah, so they negotiated him
is
out
that
of
the song by Don Henley?
Yes.
Sing it.
Days of Summer.
So, Isn't that what it's called?
Days of Future Past?
No, Days...
What? What are you talking about?
Isn't that the movie with the... Am I saying the wrong title? It's the Joseph Gordon-Levitt...
Days of Summer.
Days of Summer.
I was wondering. Yeah. There you go. I was wondering if you were the Tom Cruise flick about, you know...
I knew it sounded like, right but wrong about? At the same time. Yeah. So, no. So, when he was supposed to do the
Jaeger.
Sequel... I love you. It makes me not care when I'm wrong.
Wow, you should drink it more.
I know, right? 50, fuck you. 50 Days of Summer 2, so that they negotiated him out of his contract, and the agreement had to do with that the Spider-Man movie would tease the X-Men movies.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, so how confusing is that going to make it for people who are already confused about these different universes, these different
superheroes? Well, and with Quicksilver being now in the Marvel universe and now going into the 20th Century Fox universe.
Yeah, we have two different Quicksilvers.
Yeah. And one's in a Carl's Jr. commercial. Eating
which is, oh God, so, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
What's
that all about?
Before we move, because we're on X-Men, it seems like it's relevant. Let's just talk about X-Men a little bit. I'm so torn on this new movie about whether I'm excited about it or not. Like I see a preview, and I'm like, oh, that preview was awesome, and then I see stills of Quicksilver, and I hear some of the talk about the plot, and I go, that sounds stupid. I have no idea.
Yeah, and it is a passing of the torch too, because they're gonna do nothing but young characters after this.
You don't think they're ever gonna go back to the future cast?
I heard they're not going back to the future cast.
No, Hugh.
I read it yesterday.
I thought Hugh was signed up for a few movies.
Who?
I didn't see that.
Oh, Jack. They're gonna use.
Yeah, he's Wolverine.
Well, he's gonna do. He's
Wolverine 2, Wolverine 3.
Yeah, he's still got his offshoots.
Yeah, but outside of that.
I will say that at Comic-Con, we saw the panel. It was kind of a surprise. They were doing a panel on Wolverine, and then he was like, oh, I just want to mention I'm doing this little independent film, and here's the director of this little, you know, I just really want to bring attention to it, because I don't think it's going to get attention otherwise. And then they brought out, like, literally almost the entire cast of Days of Future Past.
Wow.
And they showed a preview of it, and it was the only preview at Comic-Con that gave me goosebumps.
That first preview was really good.
Yeah. I mean,
agreed.
It was
just really, really well put together.
Yeah.
And I like the new preview. I don't know if you've all seen the latest one.
Yeah.
I like that one, too. Yep. Not quite as much, but... And so that's the love hate thing is I love the previews. I'm like, I'm excited misleading. About it. And then
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
First class. I wrote a blog about it, but it got so many things wrong. But I still really liked it.
You mean wrong continuity? Comic continuity wise?
Yeah. It was so wrong.
Yeah.
But it was such a good movie. Yeah. So I'm hoping the Days of Future Past is kind of like that.
As long as Jennifer Lawrence's boobs are in it,
you gotta have your priorities.
You gotta put things in line.
Put it right there, buddy.
All
right there. Right there. High five.
In blue.
Yep. I'll take it.
Another rumor on the X-Men front is Channing Tatum. Have you heard this?
No.
Channing Tatum has been...
With a chain around his neck?
I love him.
Do you love him?
I just quoted Channing Tatum!
That's how little I know Channing
this
Tatum.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Another high five.
That was his best movie ever.
I still haven't seen that one.
Oh my god. It's a great movie ever.
I know. I keep hearing.
Yes.
And best cameo.
22
best cameo appearance.
Okay.
Don't
spoil it. Even though it's 2 years old.
So X-Men Channing Tatum.
22 Jump Street now.
Has been taken. Do you want to talk about that? No. I'm just kidding. Channing Tatum has been had in talks to do a Gambit movie.
Oh,
that would be interesting.
I just said interesting.
I didn't say good.
Okay.
I just said interesting.
I got excited until Tracy said no.
And then you're out.
I was like, I'm out. I'm
I'll be the only one in the theater doing something while that movie's playing.
Blaine's really easily influenced.
I can think of so many people who would make a better Gambit.
I know.
Yeah.
You know who would make a great Gambit? And they offered it to him, and he turned it down because it was too close to the role of Sawyer from Lost.
Oh, he would be.
From Lost.
Don't bring up Lost. Do not bring up Lost.
That'll be a
wow. That is... Me and you are on the same side.
Do not bring up Lost.
That'll be a future podcast.
Right.
That's a
and
future
I don't
podcast.
Care if you, I don't care if you're on. The, I'll take all three.
Don't bring a block.
You guys haven't seen it or something?
No, we have a very intense.
Oh.
I'm an anti-Loster, and they.
Don't give it away.
Blaine and I are very.
Don't bring a block.
This is down the road.
So anyway, Gambit.
Gambit. Yes. So anyway,
wow, drama.
So Sawyer, they offered it to Sawyer.
That would be a good role.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah.
I think that would be a perfect casting outside
so
of the
perfect.
World Poker Association.
Yeah, totally. That would be awesome.
Here's one thing that the superhero movies seem to be doing fairly well is casting really desirable guys for the women in the audience, right? So it's like the guys go because they're geeking out over the comic stuff.
It's a win-win
and they drag their
sexes.
Girlfriends around and they are able to drool over the eye candy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, it's all the way down. It's like all the Marvel movies have these guys that, you know.
Henry Cavill and Superman, Man of
right,
Steel.
Right. So it's, you know, if Channing Tatum is like one of the biggest, you know, male stars out there, and
by the way,
Magic Mike, and soon to be a Magic Mike 2.
Are you serious? I haven't seen Magic Mike.
Yeah,
here I'll show you
but
right
I'm,
now.
You know what's actually?
You are totally dressed like you should be.
Hey-o!
Yeah, do a little cowboy dance there, buddy.
I have to say, I'm not a huge Channing Tatum fan as a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude,
he just doesn't.
He's better as a joke than he is.
Yeah,
as a joke.
He's kind of like, he's becoming like that man's man where I really like him.
If
I,
he
I
makes
like
fun of himself, self deprecating. Yeah,
Someone
Jump
Street, mm-hmm. So awesome.
He has done interviews where he's obviously like a humble guy.
Yeah.
So I
like. And you have to see This Is the End. It's,
yeah. I mean,
it is. You will not
it's
believe
awesome.
For the
him
Hermione.
In that movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's...
cameo alone.
You know what? The one movie I saw that I really liked, and I didn't like the movie, but I liked him in it. Was The Dilemma. Has anyone seen
no,
that?
No.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. No one's seen it. It was that...
I was
going
to, but I had a dilemma.
It was that movie that came out with Vince Vaughn and Kevin James.
Oh, that's why.
Oh,
it, right.
Yeah.
It looks... They advertised it like it was this slapstick.
Oh, I did see The Dilemma.
Yeah.
Where there cheats on the...
Yes, there was
the girlfriend.
Infidelity.
Going yeah.
It was directed by Ron Howard, and it was... which, you know, he usually has a pretty good track record. And this movie was completely mismarketed because they made it look like
a comedy,
a typical
almost.
Comedy.
But it was dark.
It was dark. It was
yeah.
like it was actually a relationship drama. And
yeah.
But Channing Tatum was in that, and he played the.
Why'd you just point at me?
Because you were talking about Channing Tatum.
That's awesome.
Being a manly man.
And wasn't Jennifer Connelly?
I love her.
She is
her.
Hot.
Yeah.
She's a racketeer. Ever
she's
since.
Been hot for like 30
yeah,
years.
She'll never
so
get
ever since old. Labyrinth.
Yeah. Wait, I think she was underage in Labyrinth, but she was still
I
hot.
I can still think she's hot.
I love that movie she was in, A Beautiful Boobs.
A Beautiful... Wasn't Russell something
girl,
in
I
that? Yeah.
I can say it too. Why can't I say it?
I don't know.
Anyway, finish your thought, Mr.
No, it's just that he was very good in that movie.
Oh, okay.
He was very funny and likable. And I had kind of been on the anti-train up to that point.
I was too busy watching Jennifer Connelly's boobs. So I
And he actually was also good in Magic Mike, which I have seen. And
you
that
have
was
seen
yeah,
it?
It actually was a pretty decent
You are
movie.
The only male in Northern
I have,
America.
I have
to
no
see
issue
that
with that.
Yeah,
I,
that's okay. I'm just letting people know that you're available and single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find him on Grindr.
No pun intended.
Ladies, oh,
is
gents?
It Grindr? What's a Tinder?
Yeah, Tinder, yes.
Yeah, but...
Or Kindle. You can find me on Kindle.
Yes, but Grindr's the gay one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
See, that was the joke.
I mean, so I've been told.
Why I don't
get
know.
It.
So, yeah, I need another shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm
and by the
shot.
Way, once again, ladies and gentlemen, the shot of the day.
The shot
is
of the
Jaeger bomb.
I liked how professional. I can't even say professional that sentence.
The shot of the day is... Jaeger bomb.
That was
you gotta be like Mr.
That was
sultry.
That gave me goosebumps for like a half a second.
Yeah.
In a world.
In a world. That, by the way, that gentleman just passed away.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, moment of silence.
Oh,
Jesus. Yes.
So let's do about half
oh, she,
that
Tracy
from
just
now.
Blew it.
I know.
Yeah.
She blew right past the moment of silence.
Yeah.
I know. That moment of silence.
Nice.
So anyway,
at least I said Jesus
nice
in that moment.
Nice respect for the dead.
You
Tracy.
Did. You kind of.
Okay, hold on. We'll have a moment of silence as we shoot this Jaeger.
To the guy
to,
who...
To all great voiceover
yes.
actors.
Yes, voiceover actors.
Angel so. Eyes.
To be continued.
Holy mother of
Everyone
fuck.
Knows the trailers are the best parts of the movies anyway, so...
Oh, that was good stuff right there.
Here you.
It's the only time I like licorice.
So any other highlights from WonderCon that we should be discussing?
We saw a couple of really good panels. We saw the Falling Skies panel, which was actually really good.
Excellent.
They showed a scene
one bottle already?
From the first...
Ladies and gentlemen, one bottle down.
We are already through
oh
a bottle
God.
Of Disney.
Yes,
this is like falling alcohol
okay,
right
because,
here.
Because of my sugar thing, let's
are you
do
giving
little
it to me?
Mini shots from now on.
I get the dregs of this bottle?
You do. You get all the spit.
The dregs. By the way, I'm just going to give a play-by-play. Blaine has left the table, and he's over at the fridge. And he
Let's
the,
talk shit about him.
Look how he opens that fridge
is
with
that
such elegance.
Is that his real hair?
The way he bends over at that fridge is It's impeccable. And he's coming back. Let's not talk.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
He's a sexy motherfucker,
man.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Nice Batman shirt.
Thank you.
Nice Hogwarts shirt.
Thank you. I got my...
Redacted shirt.
I got a Nerd Harder shirt underneath.
Oh. Tracy's showing her boobs.
Tracy's stripping now.
Yeah. It only took halfway through the podcast.
If the video...
I don't even think we're halfway. I think we're like... Well, we're sort of halfway.
Hey, guys, come on. Be serious.
Guys, come on.
Jeez.
Ladies.
No.
Yes.
They showed the first scene of the first episode of season 4. And I will admit that I was watching it and I was kind of like, oh, this is cool, whatever. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, what is happening? And it was like mind blowing.
It is. It's
you made that face and everything? You like did steroids?
I literally was like,
It's one of those shows, I'll just say that, I don't know if you guys have watched it from season 1. It was very kind of basic from season 1.
I've never actually watched it.
It's a Steven Spielberg production. Yeah.
When you say you're out, were you in at one point?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's one of those shows that you can tell they put more budget into it every season, and this fourth trailer was like, wow, this is really... It's got some sort of a hold.
I've talked to a lot of people that really like it. I've just never seen an episode.
They were intercut. Well, there was the trailer, and then there was the first scene. The trailer, they were intercutting scenes with like close up slow mos of the alien, kind of like at the end of the Marvel or Avengers, how they kind of slow moed against like Cap's shield and
the future is now in your hands.
So what you're saying is check out season 4 of Falling Skies
at least, and check out the DVDs first. So you're
But one of the perks of the panel was that Doug Jones was there.
Oh, and I love Doug Jones.
Hellboy.
If you don't know Doug Jones, he's the guy who's always in the makeup. He's really tall and really thin.
Thin creatures.
Yeah, and he is a fantastic actor, and he's hilarious.
He is hilarious. He's super funny.
He's a contortionist, right? I mean, he does...
Oh, he looks like it.
I don't know.
I believe so. I believe he was...
I don't know about his private life. Yeah.
I think he was a Cirque performer. I think he does... That's why he's able to do these really interesting character movements. He was also in Pan's Labyrinth.
Exactly.
And it was the Silver Surfer, too. But
we won't talk about that.
He's kind of like Mark Shepard in that he's, or Hugo Weaving, in that he's kind of like a geekdom.
Yeah, and he's got a great personality. Like, a lot of times you go to these panels and everyone, you know, they're fine and they're good and they seem like nice people. This guy is like energy.
He was the only guy on a panel full of women.
Of estrogen.
Yeah. And he could kind of just blend right in.
I was staring at the boobs, but I was listening to David Jones.
What panel was full of women? That's unusual. That's cool.
The Falling Skies one was. We went to the Falling Skies one last year, and the guy who plays Hal was there.
Hal. But Maggie was also there.
Maggie was there.
Sarah Jones, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Carter.
I mean, Sarah Carter.
Doug Jones.
Sarah, I'm mixing
names. That's the Jaeger talking.
She is smoking hot.
She's so hot.
Sarah Connor?
Seychelle Gabriel was there. Sarah and Moon Connor. Bloodgood was there. So it was basically hot chicks and Doug Jones.
You just said a bunch of names. I have no idea who
it's
they
okay.
are.
But
Moon Bloodgood was in Terminator, The Last Terminator.
I did not see that
Sarah
one.
Connor Chronicles.
It looked not good.
She wasn't in the TV show?
No, I think she was just in the movie.
All right.
She's the one who went down like in the parachute. And
she went down.
That's all he heard.
She went down.
Lost
That's
me
what
at.
She said.
And I'll never get an interview with her again for the first
She's
time.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta have. There's more Jaeger in front of me. When did that happen?
The Jaeger fairy
is hooking us up. I do have to be able to converse at WonderCon tomorrow.
So just take your own pace. So, I don't think we have to shoot every single time we shoot.
You didn't say converse intelligently. You just said converse.
This is true.
Oh my God, everyone's vagina is coming out right now.
I'm the only one that has a vagina.
It got weird. She actually has one.
And actually, hers is not coming out. For the record.
I do. I have a vagina.
She just looked.
Yes.
She had to look.
And you know what?
But I don't blame her, because sometimes I look and see her.
I do have the mentality of a 13-year-old boy most of the time.
I look too, but it's just because I like to.
And it's disappointing.
Yeah, it always is.
Oh, it's a wiener again.
Oh, Jesus, and I can barely see it.
We saw wieners earlier today.
Oh, there were a lot of wieners today at Wonderful.
Wait, on my phone? Or
no.
At Wonderful. on your phone.
Both.
Plane's phone will be posted at
YouTube.com. Circumcised and non-circumcised.
Yeah, so we have... So Blaine has random pictures of nude celebrities on his phone. Long story, let's not get into that.
Oh, great. Thanks for cutting that one off.
And then the other thing is, and I think it's fair to say this emphatically as well, that if you are a male, and if you are wearing a spandex outfit at a convention, wear a cup. Period.
Okay, so we had that conversation yesterday, and then I saw a Robin today that had the world's biggest cup.
Oh, really?
Yes, he obviously did not need that much space.
He's compensating for Bruce Wayne.
Did you see the Robin that was in, like, he was in, like, a neon green, like, Dove shorts and neon green socks and clearly had no underwear underneath?
So mammal toe all the way?
Oh, my gosh.
Mammal toe.
Mammal toe.
I've never heard that.
What?
Can I get a pound on that?
There's camel toe.
Can I get a pound of my dog?
The boy version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, really? Did I just school you on this? This is disgusting.
You schooled me. I didn't know. Okay.
Well,
for our 10-year-old viewers, it's
yeah. Well, never
mind. I schooled the 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's segue.
Hello, Brian. Are we?
Let's. I want to segue a little bit.
I went there.
It's getting. Out
I'm
going
to go back to Marvel Universe a little bit.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I think Tracy and I saw some talk on was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Captain America a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's been a Captain America movie.
Well,
which
Marvel in general,
the whole universe
is doing
right?
a great job of.
Intertwining
things yeah. together.
Yes,
they're seriously rocking my face off.
Yes. Everyone's seen Captain America.
Yeah, and so should this be the spoiler?
I mean, Dos Equis.
Yeah, this is we're talking about Winter Soldier. So are we going to segue into Winter Soldier?
We're
going
to segue Winter Soldier here.
So spoiler alerts, because I'm not holding anything back on this. So if you've not seen Winter Soldier,
John's dancing on this table.
Yes,
about
now
10
is
seconds.
The time to fast forward.
Hit
the
record.
Podcast 5 minutes or so.
It's our first episode, and we're already telling you to turn us off.
Yeah,
Tracy will be putting dollar bills in his groin with her mouth.
Wow, in my groin? That sounds
you know
really,
it
sounds, into the groin
that
itself.
Sounds horribly painful.
Into the groin surgically, with a knife,
with your mouth.
And then Tracy put the police report.
Will someone gag me before I talk anymore? Please?
I believe
I
me.
Only,
is that cool?
I only.
Okay,
stop touching my can.
Now he's gonna
stop stroking my can.
Okay, warning. I only take my foot out of my mouth to replace pee.
No, I can't have any
of
that. Yeah, you can.
That's why
I want to see the rash tomorrow.
Oh, well, you can see it right now.
It's, seriously?
Yeah, it's not fun.
Poor Tracy.
Poor Tracy.
Sorry, Tracy.
John, unload.
Yeah, okay. So Winter Soldier.
That's what she said.
For...
Blaine has left the conversation.
No.
He's had his last.
Is your dad
she said
texting
joke.
You too? My dad is texting me.
No, your dad is texting me.
That was epic. All right.
So are you coming around? And are you? That's what she says. Convert.
No. What? No. 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 God.
You know you love it.
All right. For the politically insensitive.
There is no cigarettes at this table, good sir.
Yes. By the way, I'm going to wipe my brow with the
table. Yeah, you should.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's warm in here.
Well, you wanted to wear the hat.
Oh, my God.
I voted against it.
Okay.
Blaine, Blaine supported me on this. All right.
So, Winter Soldier. Back to
this. Yes, let's go to the...
I thought... I think it's probably my second favorite Marvel movie now.
Me too.
After Avengers?
Me too.
Yeah, after Avengers.
But my favorite solo...
by far.
Hero movie.
Yeah, I think so.
The Marvel Universe.
Mm.
I would say.
I think so.
I would still put...
Iron Man is a close second for me.
I would put Iron Man before...
I'm a good Norwegian girl. I like the Thor movies.
That's okay.
See, we did this in the email thing. I'm big on the Thor. I actually like Thor 1 better than Captain America 1.
And this is...
I do.
Maybe I'm okay with, but Captain America 2, I think, tops most Marvel movies.
Thor, the interesting story about Blaine on Thor.
Yeah.
I went to the...
Blaine was on Thor?
Yes, Blaine was...
This is our segment, Blaine on Thor.
Yeah, Blaine on Thor. Video on YouTube.
We went to the Midnight Show, and Blaine's like, yeah, fuck that, I hate Thor. No, I hate that character, I'm never going, no.
I did.
So Thor
he's
won.
A god, a comic book character.
He's a demigod.
Well, exactly.
And it's the reason why I don't like Superman, too. He's
because
impervious. There's no fear there. I'm
exactly.
not a Superman fan.
He's
I'm not a Thor fan.
Invincible.
Until the movies.
Yeah. So I got it done with the Midnight Show, and I'm like, you know, it was really pretty good. That was, they really did a nice job of incorporating it in the universe, and you should see it. And he's like, no, I don't know. And then, like, 2 weeks later, he's like, dude, I totally love Thor. I'm like, you fucker. Like,
I saw the sequel with both of you,
yes.
which I thought was not infinitely better, but a better movie than Thor 1.
I agree.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this. You know what? I see the sequel getting a lot of hate now.
Yeah.
And
I don't get that.
I don't get it at all.
I don't get it at all.
No, I understand that there was some
it was a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
There was some...
And I was okay with that.
But I thought there was a good balance on it. And the other thing is, I thought that there... You know, I see that there's a lot of plot holes, but I think that they were very upfront about kind of the plot holes. I mean, it's... were making leaps, and were kind of, they were kind of comic book leaps, right. And I was okay with that. It's like, all right, it's weird that she finds that infinite source of power before anyone else in the world. It's kind of coincidental, but I dug the movie. I thought it was fun.
She's got a big forehead. Why not?
But
she does.
Don't bag on the Natalie. Don't do it.
Natalie Portman does not have a big forehead. That is 100% hotness right there.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you right in your vagina.
Oh, my God.
Her and Kat, what's her face?
Dennings.
Oh, whew.
Okay, I'm going to say right here, Boobs. Kat Dennings annoys me. I'll look at her, but I don't want to listen to her.
What? Okay.
Dialogue-wise, she annoyed me.
Mew Mew?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. They tried too hard with her. I would say.
All right. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah,
I actually wouldn't either.
It didn't get to a point where I couldn't deal with it. But yeah, they did.
But I've seen a lot of hate for that movie. Like it didn't
way
like
more it was than a, it deserves.
Way more. I thought it was a fun. A friend of mine posted on Facebook, and I'm going to butcher what he said, but it was basically like, Thor is the best Lord of the Rings movie set in the Star Wars universe starring a superhero I've ever seen. I thought that's pretty much it.
That's pretty good.
So I'm a good Norwegian girl. I grew up with the mythology and then started reading the comic books around probably second half of fifth grade. And so I'm very partial to Thor.
Yeah.
Well, so I get very different.
Are you okay with them making the shift? I mean, because they did a very purposeful shift in the movies of going like, no, they're not gods. It's not mythology.
But they're aliens.
They're aliens. Yeah. It's like another realm. It's like another dimension.
Screw that. They are gods.
Well, right.
Well, demigods.
Demigod. Odin.
Yeah.
But in a Marvel Universe sense, though, not to transition away, there's going to be a tie-in, I would assume, from Guardians of the Galaxy. And what do you guys think of that?
I'm good with that. The last thing I read was that Guardians of the Galaxy sets up Avengers 3.
Yeah. And what I've heard, too, is that I'm still on the fence about Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, I'm getting more and more excited about it. Mm-hmm. I want to see.
Are you Chris hooked Pratt. On a feeling?
Ooga shaka, ooga shaka. Yeah. Oh damn it, Airworm! Fuck you.
Sorry.
But it's one of the reasons why they chose to do Guardians of the Galaxy is to help get the audience used to seeing the Marvel universe in space.
Yeah,
in space. Yeah,
because it's mostly going to take place
there. I'm a big Chris Pratt fan.
Yeah.
So I like his character.
I don't know much of him. I've never seen a lot of what?
Lego Movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
So. Yeah. Nope, you guys haven't seen it. It's a great movie. He was in Delivery Man. He's very funny. He's a very straight man, the way he comically plays.
I haven't seen a lot of Park and Rec, and I hear he's good in that.
I haven't seen any of that. Yeah. I think his movie stuff is good.
Okay.
I'm looking forward.
Rocket Raccoon.
It's all I care about.
And you know, Rocket, the relationship there, I can tell that's going to be really cool.
And Karen Gillan.
Well, we got the Doctor Who in tie in there.
Yeah. Which
The Whovians. Yeah.
She's a hottie McTie.
So yeah, but I just can't. I mean, I didn't love the first. A lot of people were blown away by that first Guardians trailer, and I wasn't.
I wasn't.
I'm not. I wasn't sold by it. I was like, I'm worried. Here's my concern with the Guardians.
I want to know. Yeah.
That it's going to be too tongue-in-cheeky.
Too satirical.
Yeah, because I think if they're really going to lose the tone that they've set for this universe if they suddenly have a lot of, self-referential humor. That's my concern. And the trailer, you know, although there were funny elements in by themselves, that to me they just didn't fit into the universe. So I'm hoping that some of that stuff was just for the trailer.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm hoping that it's for non-fans of the comic books to try and draw them in. And that the movie itself will be more...
Which is probably fairly realistic.
Because not a lot of people know about Guardians of the Galaxy, I don't think. Versus like a Captain America.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I was a big fan of the old Guardians of the Galaxy, which I don't know what that makes me. But
I read a lot of comic books, especially like in elementary and middle school, and... Really, the only experience I had with Guardians of the Galaxy was when they tied in with other storylines. Mm-hmm. I never really read their comics.
Well, they were never really a big franchise. You know, I mean, growing up, that was never... They were kind of a niche little thing, and they didn't, you know... Most of the time, they didn't have their own books. So.
This is a gamble, or I would say, for as far as most...
See, I don't know that it... I don't think it's going to be. I think they're going to make...
They're going to do well financially.
It's a fantastic movie,
yeah.
I still think they're going to make a ton of money.
Character-wise, though, I think it's more of a gamble as far as their stable of known characters.
Sort of like the whole Nolan thing. As much as I am on the fence, I trust Marvel.
Yeah, I do.
And most people do now.
It's a commodity. I think I've gotten to the point where it's like in Feige we trust, you know, and that's a tremendous thing. What Marvel's done brilliantly is build a brand. Mm-hmm. You know, they've built a 1930s, 1940s studio where they have all these actors under contract. And they're building this you know, interconnected universe.
Going through, 2025?
2028.
28.
They've got films roughly mapped out.
That's crazy.
That's
brilliant.
That's nuts. And
they've said...
DC needs to do that. Sucks about that is that, like, I can't kill myself between now and then.
Well, it's like...
I have to wait until 19.
I'll help you. I can help you.
For real, though, I'm like, what if I die in a car accident tomorrow? Or hit by a bus.
That's what I mean.
You'll never know who assassinated JFK.
But Jaeger.
If you want to know who assassinated JFK, read the book, The Heart Book with
Why
the Crossfire.
Why
is
she hitting me when she does that?
The Crossfire.
There's a lot of hitting going on.
J. Meredith.
Yo, Sniper.
Sniper.
A Matter of Caliber.
S-N-Y-P-E-R, if you want to know who killed JFK.
Yes, it's the Greek gods in present time. It's an excellent
read. It's really good.
Outside of Mulhall's book here. Mulhall.
We'll be back after this message on NPR.
Yes.
Do you like cupcakes?
National Pubic Radio.
I like cupcakes.
Oh, Public. Is that what it is?
This is a family
show. Yeah, clearly. Yeah. So, Captain America. Are we done talking about Captain America?
All right. I know. I was like, let's talk Captain America. So anyway, I was shaving last night. I was just going to say, again, I think we all agreed it was one of the best Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And
I have a real hard time shooting holes through that movie.
And I think I've talked to you about this a little bit, John, that one of the things I really liked about it, not that I'm a big fan of the Thor universe, as I've mentioned, is that, and everyone's hitting each other on set here, in studio, it kind of parlays into kind of current fears and everyday. Like, I like things that are relevant to, like, gods and other universes and planets. It's a little bit surreal. Yeah. This was very, obviously it's not going to really happen, per se, but it's very grounded.
It resonated on multiple levels.
It resonated in a lot of different levels. I really like that for that point. And they made Captain America look badass.
Yeah. Like, Captain America is...
Fucking throwing his shield around, doing...
That was...
I thought it was
parkour stuff was amazing.
Dude, I giggled every time somebody got just lifted and thrown into a wall 50 feet away. Giggled like a bitch.
I think the worst part was when he fell like 20 stories and he's like, I'm all right. You know, and he fell on his shield.
He could not have not hit his head on that shield, you know?
Sacrilege. But again,
you've got to suspend reality.
I have the suspension of disbelief because he's a super soldier.
But when they're throwing Black Widow into the car, she should at least come out with
a cut. She's got padding, though.
Agreed.
She's got padding.
She's very soft.
She's soft.
Can I mention lately that I just want her to beat the shit out of me so bad?
Okay, except for...
It only costs you 100.
Does she have a whip of some sort?
Huh?
When she does it?
I don't care.
Will you be chained up?
I don't care.
I'll pay to see that.
Okay, hold up, though. Okay, Scarlett Johansson, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Iron Man 2, Avengers, Cap 2. Her hair has only looked good in Avengers.
I liked her hair in this one.
I liked her hair in this.
Yeah. That weird, like, cut
She off. Had hair?
What the fuck are you people talking about?
Okay, well, and then she's like... And then she's, like, towel drying it, and it's actually, like, kind of realistically, like, all kinky, like, wavy, whatever. And then all of a sudden it's, like, perfect. But it was too blunt. Avengers, it was adorable. It was so
Marvel, I hope right Marvel now. Sees this.
Yeah.
This is the big problem we have with your films. Yeah. The hair.
Yeah, seriously.
It's $100 million.
Get it right, Marvel.
The 25% of females that are seeing your films are represented by Tracy... Black Widow's hair.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Gorgeous. Love Scarlett Johansson. Just didn't like her haircut.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So she's pregnant now, and they're filming Avengers 2. What are they doing on that? What do you think?
Pillows?
Agent?
Yeah. Are they going to digitally remove the
Wait,
isn't there a law against that?
Digital.
Oh. There's a scene where her and Hawkeye. She's wearing that arrow necklace, you know?
Was there not a little bit of sexual tension?
There was. I kind of thought there was.
I thought they were leaving
after the kiss,
obviously. But of course, in the comics, I guess Cap his main squeeze is the new SHIELD agent.
Sharon Carter.
Well, yeah. I don't know agent if they're going to go into that.
Okay. Well, and that brings up the other thing, too. Should we talk about how we think this is going to end? Especially with Chris Evans.
Crossbones. Crossbones in the comics is the one who kills Cap.
Right.
Yeah, see, but do you think they're going to go that route?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, yes. I do.
Do you think he's going to die, or do you think...
I think he's going to die. And I think...
Yes, thank you.
So I got a high five from Hot Nerd Girl.
But they're setting it up?
No, I think because Chris Evans... was approached about Captain America, said no. They came back to him, lowered the contract from 9 movies to 6. He said yes, and he's been very vocal about wanting to be done acting after the Marvel contract
completely
is done. He wants to direct. Okay. So now that, but Sebastian Shaw, who plays Bucky / the Winter Soldier, is contracted for 9 movies,
and he eventually becomes Cap.
And he seems to have been made quite an impact on the female population in this last movie.
He was awesome in it.
Yeah, I think
he was
great.
So awesome!
I thought he was great. And
I'd do him.
You know, in the there you go.
Yeah, I would. No, I would.
He was also as good as the Mad Hatter in Once Upon a Time.
Oh, that's right. He was. Oh, I knew him from somewhere.
That's why I'm Hot Nerd Girl.
So
she's dancing.
Clearly in the comic books they've got this death of Captain America. Mm-hmm. He's killed by Crossbones. He's you know the mantle is taken up by Bucky, you know, formerly the Winter Soldier, who becomes the new Cap. And of course, in the movie, in the comic books, that continuity
with his
comes
adamantium
back.
Suit.
Yeah, well, that continuity comes back. You know, Cap comes back. But in the movies, that where they know that they're going to have to swap out actors. That might be an interesting direction for them to go.
Yeah,
and they've said, if I'm correct, I believe Kevin Feige is on the record as saying that they're not going to reboot the universe. They're not going to.
Thank God.
I know. I agree with that.
Marvel seems to be against doing that.
No. He was very adamant about that.
Okay, I thought I had heard that.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if they're not rebooting and they've got plans through 2028, then they've got to figure out how. They're either going to have to recast these characters, or they're going to get them get older.
But see, the only thing I disagree with, and it's not a disagreement really. I don't think they're going to kill him. I don't think he's going to get killed because they totally set up that he's lost his faith.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's going to want to skip out, and he's just going to pass it on.
There's just going to be a new Cap.
But don't you think that?
But I mean, think about the world they've set up too. I don't know if. Not so much the comic book universe, but the movie universe. You know, the movie going audience. I don't know if they're going to want to see Captain America get killed. I don't
Steve
see
Rogers
them doing
can't
that.
Just leave. He can't. No, that's the
thing.
People need help. He
there's
can't
a name
not
association.
Help.
With
here's
it.
I think that I
agree with you. I would rather see that happen. I just have a hard time believing they would do that.
I think that they can do it in a way where if he has a crisis of conscience and he sacrifices himself for a greater good and for his faith,
and for Crossbones to still kill him,
and you know, maybe that's the point where Bucky realizes what he's been missing out on, and you know, kind of you know takes up the crusade. It becomes very much like Robin stepping in for Batman kind of thing. And I feel like you could make that a very inspirational story.
But see that goes to my point as well. If in the Nolan universe they did do that where Robin became Batman,
yeah.
They didn't kill Batman. Batman was still there.
Wow,
he went off with Selena.
I'm of the opinion that Batman's dead.
They rebooted Batman so many times they could do whatever they want.
I think that's a longer conversation for another podcast.
But have some balls. Kill him off, for God's sake.
Agreed. And by the way, you and I have talked about it. I believe Batman's dead too.
I believe he's dead.
Well.
Batman was only around for 10 years.
Well, and with Captain America, I mean, tying it into, speaking of Marvel Universe, they've got small screen universe.
Yeah.
Which Agents and S.H.I.E.L.D. ties into.
I totally thought that show was going to be the redheaded stepchild of the Marvel Universe, and I'm surprised at how much they've integrated
it. They've integrated it quite a bit. I mean, they're using footage from the movies.
They brought in Maria Hill, they brought in Lady Sif. They tied it together with Cap 2.
And I hear that it's getting... I'm about 8 episodes behind on it, and because it wasn't catching my interest, but I hear it's getting better and better.
You're so 2013.
I know, right? But I hear it's getting better and better, and I you know what I also love is the idea that they may go right to series with this Peggy Carter show. Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, that they're, you know...
Breaking news.
They have the... it's not really breaking, but it's... they have that. They did that one shot, that Marvel one shot with Peggy Carter, and now they've developed a pilot, and they've developed the series. And my understanding is that they'll skip the pilot and actually go straight to series because it's strong.
Is it the same girl who is Peggy Carter?
Yeah, and it would be about the formation of S.H.I.E.L.D. basically.
Interesting.
She's a hottie.
Yeah. She's great. She's great.
What do you think about the Hydra shield?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that they're turning convention on its head because, you know, they have this shield element that's tied this whole universe together for the first, you know, phase of this universe and into the second phase.
Yeah.
That's been the glue. You know, shield and more specifically Coulson, you know,
Coulson
and Fury.
Is the glue. Yeah.
Yeah, this has been like the cohesive elements of tying this universe together. To take that and go like, you know what? Let's just turn that right on its head. Mm-hmm. Bold. I
so
love
you're
it.
Okay that Bucky became a product of Hydra as opposed to a product of the USSR?
Totally. I think it brings relevance and I think that
it's
ties
current.
Into the universe
yeah.
and I don't think that it ultimately, it doesn't really matter who he was brainwashed by. He was brainwashed.
Know,
yeah, and not only that, but you go back to the original Cap movie. You could see that they're doing experiments on him before mm-hmm. he's even rescued, and then he gets lost. It totally makes sense. So to tie it all together, and yeah, I don't mind those little tweaks. It's all about the spirit of the, it's all about the spirit of the universe. So I dug it personally. Anyone else? No.
I did, yeah. Right. No, yeah. I mean, and except for
yeah,
maybe,
anyone,
with the exception of
I'm gonna have another shot.
Oh, great! This podcast is gonna be a bunch of people always agreeing with each other.
No,
Jesus,
I'm going home.
With the exception of Hydra versus USSR, I mean, they kept it pretty. I mean, okay, so Bucky's supposed to go down with Cap in the plane, but you know, they kept with the arm and being ripped off in the accident and.
Well, wasn't the original technically the original? The way that Bucky died was a missile, wasn't it?
He went down with Cap in the plane.
I thought they were trying to like dismantle a missile in midair. That's my memory.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Anyhow, it doesn't matter.
It's been so
long.
Again,
it's about the spirit of it. Like, I don't mind that he dies falling out of a train. And like, who cares? Yeah. I mean, the fact that he dies is awesome. I'm one of those people that I still get a giddy glee. I mean, a lot of people had a problem with the first Cap movie, and the fact that I was seeing a World War II Cap movie with a Red Skull, I was
exactly.
going
That's
out
awesome.
Of my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about paying homage. It's not about directly making a fascinating.
No, I just thought,
But like with X-Men First Class, as long as the spirit is there, you're right.
And I think that's where some of the movies that have really not hit, that's where they lose it, is they are not tapping in with the spirit of the comic books, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So
Daredevil. Sorry, what?
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, great. Superman versus Batman. Yeah.
reserving judgment.
Let's agree to why don't we agree to that'll be our topic next week.
Okay.
We'll start on Superman versus Batman and we'll have it out on that and
versus Batman, what's that?
Yeah. We'll tell you all
Nobody's
about
heard
it.
About that. you want to do an outro shot?
Let's do an outro
Let's
shot.
Let's outro shot it. Yeah. That means I've never heard the word outro.
Really?
That is awesome.
I'm just doing
Jaeger.
If I had a nickel.
All right, on the count of three. 3, 2, 1,
top.
Radio silence and.
I literally just poured Jaeger into yogurt. All right. All right.
Good.
Look, that's our first episode. We're coming to you live from Comic-Con. And
yes.
WonderCon!
Comic-Con. It is redheaded stepchild.
Hey, it's sponsored by Comic-Con.
It's the same company.
It's the same company. So, WonderCon. So, next week, we'll talk about Superman versus Batman. And that's all for us. And goodbye, folks.
Bye.
This has been an episode of Pod Thingy. Join us next time for more geekery and nerdism.